You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Walmart Inc. and other PhonePe shareholders will have to pay nearly $1 billion in tax after the digital payments company shifted its headquarters to India, according to people familiar with the matter. The bill stems from the relocation and rise in value of PhonePe Private, which Walmart took majority ownership of after acquiring parent outfit Flipkart Online Services Private. Now separated from Flipkart and redomiciled from Singapore to India, the fintech firm is raising funds at a $12 billion pre-money evaluation from General Atlantic, Qatar Investment Authority and others, triggering the hefty charge, the people said, declining to be named, discussing a private matter. Investors including Tiger Global Management have now purchased shares of PhonePe in India at the new price, leading to tax implications of roughly 80 billion rupees for existing shareholders, one of the people said. Meanwhile, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella seems to be in awe of India's stack, the digital infrastructure which enabled NPCI's payments, including UPI and other government services delivery, such as direct benefit transfers. Phenomenon to see the India stack. There is nothing like that seen anywhere in the world, Satya Nadella said at an event today during his four-day visit to India. The country's work in digital public goods is inspiring and astonishing, he said. It is inspiring to see the deep focus on sustainable and inclusive economic growth led by digital transformation. While talking extensively about the advantages of cloud, he applauded India's significant momentum, whether it is conglomerates or startups when it comes to cloud. He applauded Indian conglomerates such as Indigo, Godrej Industries, Tata Digital, Flipkart, among others, for their focus on cloud technology. Moving on, the reopening of China's economy, with the government relaxing measures and preparing to reopen Hong Kong's border, could spell trouble for India's capital markets as investors move increasingly to the land of the dragon. In the FTSE Emerging Index, India has a weight of around 17-18%, while China is twice the weight at above 35%. In the middle of the last year, 2022, China's weight in the index fell to below 30% as the country dealt with geopolitical tensions and COVID lockdowns. At the same time, India's weight in the index jumped from 16.91% to 19.49% as foreign investors flocked due to strong economic fundamentals and steady post-pandemic recovery. India stood out as a preferred investment destination at the time. In the defense sector, to further India's maritime security and tapping into technologies developed by startups in an effort to gain Atmanirbharta in defense, IDEX has inked its 50th sprint contract with Sagar Defense for autonomous weaponized boat swarms for the Indian Navy. This is one of the technologies out of the 75 challenges introduced by the Indian Navy under Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav in 2022. Sources in the defense and security establishment confirmed to Financial Express Online that the company Sagar Defense has the expertise to develop country's first weaponized autonomous unmanned boat with capability for swarming. On to the automobile sector, FADA's auto retail sales for December slipped into negative zone after almost 2 months of consistent growth. Overall, auto retail came at 1,622,317 units, down 5.4% year-on-year, as per the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association. The two-wheeler segment, which makes up for the bulk of volume, was down 11.19%, thus pulling the overall retail in the red. Compared to the pre-COVID levels, auto sales were down over 11% compared to December 2019 levels. The passenger vehicle sales in December, however, offered some hope amid overall doom. On a year-on-year basis, PV sales are up 8.5% compared to last December. For 2022, while total vehicle retails grew by 15% year-on-year and 17% compared to 2020, it failed to surpass 2019 retails and registered a fall of minus 10%. The passenger vehicle category during the period continued to gain new ground by clocking 34.31 lakh retails during the full year. This is by far the highest retail passenger vehicle has done to date. Lastly, the share market. Domestic indices NSE Nifty and BSE Sensex regained from day's lows, however still closed in the red. Nifty closed below the 18,000 mark but regained 100 points from the day's low. Sensex added over 300 points from its intraday low to settle at 60,353, while Bank Nifty lost 350 points in today's session. The broader markets closed mixed as Nifty Next 50 settled 0.69% higher, while Nifty 50 closed 0.28% down on the weekly F&O expiry. Sectorally, Nifty Auto and Nifty FMCG gained 1.16% and 1.55%, but Nifty Financial Services shed 1.18% and Nifty IT ended 0.5% lower. Bajaj Finance and Bajaj Finserv, the Nifty 50's top laggards on Thursday. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.